say we appreciate that of the song service tonight. I really do. If you want to read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of Job. A very familiar scripture that we're going to read, and unless something changes, probably more than I've ever read. But so you just bear with us. Chapter 38. The book of Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment, and from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth, and as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof. Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble and against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man? To satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth. Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazaroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who hath given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave fast together, wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or feel the appetite of the young lions? When they couch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait, who provideth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or canst thou mark when the hinds do calve? Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good liking. They grow up with corn, they go forth and return not unto them. Who hath sent out the wild ass free, and who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house have I made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwellings? He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will the harrow the valleys after thee? Or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great? Or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Wilt thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Gavest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, which leaveth her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in dust, and forgetteth that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them? She is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifted up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear and is not affrighted. Neither turneth he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage. neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Doth the hawk fly by thy wisdom and stretch her wings toward the south? Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency. Array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud and obeys him. Look on every one that is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold, now behometh which I have made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now his strength is in his lines, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth fruit, food where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees. He is in the covert of the reed and fins. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierced through snares. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put an hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird, or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together. They cannot be sundered. By his meat, by his kneesings, a light does shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils go smoke, as out of the seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindled coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm in themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings, they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold the spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He langueth at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreadeth sharp pointed things upon the mire. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him, and one would think the deep to be hoary. Upon the earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Now, that's all I'm going to read. I could probably continue on reading tonight. And I know that's a lot. And I know that's a lot probably to take in. And it is a lot. And it covers a lot. And the truth of it is, you can go back into the two or three chapters before that, and you'll understand a little bit more about why God was talking to Job like he was. And he asked him a question. And I wonder tonight, I really do. I've got just a thought, and it's just a thought, and I don't know whether or not we'll say very much on it. I've read more than I've ever read before preaching, be honest with you, and probably could read some more. But I want you to think tonight. You might say, "Preacher, I didn't get all that." Well, go home and read it again, and read it the third time. You'll find out things will come together and they'll pop out. I want to talk just a little bit tonight. God being my helper, my friend. I used to have to fill out a lot of surveys and things, and we'd have to send them out to customers, and we had certain things on there that we wanted some feedback on. We wanted to know some things. And at the bottom of the page, my friend, there's a little inscription that said, mark all that apply. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know tonight. I really don't. And my friend, whether you got anything out of what I read, my friend, or anything tonight, but I want you to think about mark all that apply. Glory, listen, listen. Glory, hallelujah. These things are applied, brethren, to me and you tonight. They most certainly are. You say, preacher, they're wrote to Job. Isn't it something? Isn't it something, my friend, that God can talk to a man like he talked to Job? And not just talk to him, Crafton. Brethren, Job understood what he is talking about. Did he not? Brethren, they were some things that applied to God and applied to God alone. Man cannot do them from the beginning. From the beginning, writer says in one place, my friend said, what is man that thou should magnify him? Or the son of man that thou visiteth him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And brethren, but that God had made, brethren, is the only creature that God communicates with. Listen to me. These things don't apply to the beast of the field. No, they don't. God don't have no problem out of his creatures that he created, except that creature that's supposed to have understanding tonight. Yes, sir. I thought as I was reading some of this and refreshing, just to be honest with you, I'm just this away, and I'm glad I've got time. Sometimes when the Lord speaks, I can just steal away. Yeah. And I can open it up. Crafton, thank God, and I can get to reading. I got to reading this and I went backwards. Yes, I did. Went backwards. Went the other way. Read from the end, going back. Yeah. Listen. God wants us to know, brethren, there's nothing any greater in this world than the man that he created. He didn't die for the beast. He didn't die, my friend, to make fellowship back with the beast. No, sir. He done it to make fellowship with man. I know I can't help it. I've preached on a line, so to speak, here lately, and I can't get away from it. But brethren, God still wants our attention tonight. I've said a lot of times, my friend, people said that Job didn't complain. I said, well, you've never read the book of Job. 38 chapters proof. The Lord had listened to them three miserable friends of Job. Yes, sir. And Elihu got to talking, and Elihu was the one, youngest one of them. And Elihu told him some straight facts. This thing can be fixed. You're in a mess, brethren, but it can be fixed tonight. There's a way, brethren, to make it right, thank God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! We ain't gotta be wrong in what we're doing. You go into 38 chapter and you mark down all that apply. The Lord said, where was you when the stars was dancing? And the day star, when it was time for the day star to appear. Where was you? Was you in the beginning, brethren, when there was no night nor day? Woo! Hallelujah! We're just human! But thank God, God wants relationship with us today! Can I tell you something? Are you applicable? Does it apply to you? You say, preacher, I ain't Job. No, but you just like him. The truth of it is, you don't live above him. Not above him. You would think, you know, most folks think this way. They do. They think this way. They think just like them three miserable friends he had. They told him he sinned. You're sinned. You've sinned. You've sinned because all this has come upon you. Brethren, the Bible said that he was an upright and perfect man in his generation. He don't say that about anybody else. I ain't never read it. Have you? But brethren, he let Satan come against Job. Yes, sir, in those days. I ain't going to get into all that, but it was different in them days. But brethren, God's the same. When he come down to Job, he said, where was you when I measured out the sea? Yeah, I can ask you the same question. Do you know that? We think we're so high and mighty. I can't help it. We're living in a generation that does not need God. Ask them. Talk to them. Brother, they don't even believe in God like you do. No, they don't. I'm going to say something else, my friend. You need to leave your children to the world. You worried about your children, my friend, you better pray and thank God live in front of them like you are too. And then pray. Preacher, there's a lot of enticement out there. I'm going to tell you something that'll disentice them. Two-letter word. No. No, it ain't right. Brethren, you cannot make sin right tonight. You can't color it enough. Listen, preacher. What's wrong with you? I'm going to tell you exactly what's wrong with me. Same thing that's wrong with Job. I need to listen. I need to listen. You hear me? God's calling. God's working on you. You say, preacher, he ought to work on somebody else. Brethren, that's your problem. He's working on you. It don't take the Lord 6 months to save somebody. You know that? It don't take him a year. It don't take him 10 years. It don't take him 20. It don't take him 2 seconds, 2 milliseconds. That's how quick he'll work. As an old preacher, this was told for the truth. Said he was reading his Bible and said the Lord kept impressing him. Said it's just a regular day, wooden church Sunday. Lord impressed him and impressed him, said, you need to go down yonder and preach. He said, down yonder. He said, down yonder in your field. He said, I finally went down there. He said, and had an old stump down there. And he said, I got on that stump. And he said, the Lord let me pray. Woo! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Preacher, them stumps don't need preaching. No, but there's probably somebody around did. A few years passed on. Old preacher said he was in the local diner down there eating. Said there's a man come up to him. He said, you don't know me. He said, but I heard you preach on an old stump one day. We was making moonshine. Oh, woo! Yeah. Glory! Hallelujah! Man told him, he said, I didn't get saved. He said, but I never could get away from that message. About a year and a half later, he said, Lord, save me. Huh? He said, I've been hunting you for years, trying to let you know. Huh? Don't tell me God got purpose. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think so. Clinton Lunsford, my friend, said, we've shut the message up in the building. Used to, they'd open the windows. We've got sophisticated, huh? We've got our ways. I'm not telling you to put in windows. I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth. I preached in a revival up yonder at Tails Creek 1 year. And there's a man that sat on that back bench about 3 people over. Church packed every night. Lord's dealing with him. I know the Lord's dealing with him. Saturday night we had 2 or 3 saved that week. Saturday night we come around and shook hands with him. He come every night. He come through. I shook his hand. I asked him, I said, "Don't you want to be saved?" Huh? "Yes, sir." He didn't tell me no, but he didn't say a word. Just went on. About a year later, listen, don't tell me God. You say, "Preacher, it take God a year to save him." No. It took him a year to get to where he could be saved. Huh? That's what happens. The message has went out. Brethren, it's up to you how you eat it tonight. Do you know that? It's up to you how you digest it. Every bit of this that the Lord was speaking to Job, my friend, he wanted Job to recognize one thing, that he was God. And Job was the recipient, huh, of what God had made. Huh? Is that not right? Year later, I'd been in revival somewhere. It was late, about 11:30, I believe, 11:45, something like that, and the phone rung. I wasn't asleep, hadn't been in long. Got up. "Brother Randy, you don't know me." And the very words I said, "I believe I do." He said, "I want you to know I got saved tonight." Glory, hallelujah! Don't tell me God's word will work, brethren, when you get ready for it. You have to be a recipient. That ain't all. You have to mark all that apply. Can I ask you a question? And you don't answer to me. Now I'm going to ask you a question, my friend. What has he told you lately? What has he told you? Has he talked to you? Has he ever talked to you like he talked to Job? Preacher, I just don't understand that. Brethren, the creatures of this earth, they could not be talked to like you talked to Job and any understanding come out of it. He said, "The ostrich, he told you what she done. Put the eggs in the ground. Says she thinks nothing about it, that she could step on them or some wild beast run over them." He said, "I have not give her that wisdom." Listen, you're the most understanding and the most wisest thing that God has ever created. And at the end of the day, God is still God. And God don't never change. Isn't it amazing in a changing world that God don't change? We change, don't we? How many of you'd like for the Lord to speak to you like he spoke to Job? I'm going to tell you something. You may think I've lost my mind. But folks, there's people here tonight that God's speaking to. And I'm going to say, my friend, they're a little hard-hearteder than Job was. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. I've got news for you. How many knocks on that door does it take? I've come to the place, there's no need me getting around. I don't hear some things. I've got hearing aids for a reason. And most of the time when I'm around the house, I ain't got them in. My wife don't like it. But if I get out there doing something around the house, I don't want to have to worry with them. Too loud. But it's hard for me to hear some things. Y'all hear that? No. No, you didn't hear that. Some of you sitting here might have heard it. You didn't hear it, did you? You didn't hear that? He's knocking. He's knocking. Listen. You hear that? That's a hollow place. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? If I could get me a drum, I'd bang it tonight. Why, preacher? Because there's somebody listening, and it's just like a drum. They hear it. You hear that? Hollow. Hear that? Hurt my hand. Hollow. Are we listening? He's knocking. Are we listening? Our grandson come see us the other day, and I don't know. I asked him, I said, "Did you knock?" I just went to the door, and he was standing there at the door. I said, "Did you knock?" He said, "Yeah, I knocked." And I said, "Okay." I just asked him. Just asked him. I didn't hear a thing. Nothing. Zero. But he is standing there at the door. Can you hear me tonight? Can you feel me tonight? You listen. Folks, it ain't nothing. It amazes me how the Lord put creatures in the realm that He put them. I got two hawks down there at the house. They like my place. I don't know why, but they like it. I got a couple of trees down there they'll land in. And I watch them. They're big. I got a lot of squirrels around there. I got a lot of chipmunks around there. I'm sure I got quite a few mice around there. You hear me? I can get out in the yard and they'll be in that tree. And you know what? They won't pay me no mind. You know why they don't pay me no mind? Because they couldn't handle me. You hear me? They couldn't handle me. But you let one of them squirrels get to moving, or one of them chipmunks get to moving, they come out of them trees. And what they do, folks, is boom. I don't see how they don't break their neck. I mean, they'd be on them just like that. Run chills up you. Huh? To think how quick. But that is their dominion. That is their realm. Folks, I don't bother them because I'm not going to hurt them. I could. They probably don't know that. But I'm not in their food chain. You hear me? I'm not in their food chain. I'm not in their sights. They see me. They hear what I'm doing. But they pay me no mind, Mike. No mind. Listen to me. That's the way some folks is when it comes to God dealing with them. He's knocking. He's pulling. He's struggling with them. He's trying to get them every which way in this world to get into His way. And you know what they're doing? Y'all hear something? I didn't hear nothing. Did you hear something? The night I got saved, Crafton, I believe with all my heart that people could hear my heart beating. I believe they could. You want your children, my friend, to carry on the way, folks, the world ain't going to get them in the way. Truth of it is, the world will use them. And when they get rid of them, they'll just spit them out. Go on. I've ruined you now. Did you know that? Listen. You say, preacher, I can't keep my kids and I can't keep my grandkids and all such as this. I live in this world. But I'm going to tell you something. As long as there's breath in this young man you're looking at, my friend, I'm going to pray with everything I've got. God, you touch them. And every chance I get, I'm going to... I don't stay on them. I don't stay on people. Lord didn't stay on me. He just continually pulled. He just continually pulled. I'm glad he did. Leroy, I'm glad he did. Did you know I've had people to tell me, I've told it here before, and I'll bring my remarks to a close. I've read to you enough. I've said enough. I hope you're listening tonight. I hope you're listening to what the Lord is saying. He speaks to us just like he spoke to Job. When it comes between me and God, he's the creator. I'm the creature. You hear me? I'm not above him. Never will be. What little bit of understanding and wisdom I have, thank God, it come from him. Yes, sir. And I appreciate it. I really do. Now I'm going to say this, and the Bible will back it up. There's people that's wise in this world, but they're very foolish when it comes to God. Very foolish. Probably not finished, but I'll hush. Listen. Applicable. Are you applicable? Applicable. I'll say it right. Able to be applied. Able to be applied. That's what applicable is. Apply to bring into contact. Think about that. Spread or put on. In other words, it's applied. It's applied. Put to special use. To give oneself or one's efforts to something. Apply. Applicable. 38th chapter of the book of Job. 39th chapter of the book of Job. He said something that to Job in 38th and the 40th. He said, I demand thee. I demand thee to answer me. He said in the 38th chapter. And he said in the 40th chapter, the Lord speaks. He desires a reply. Do you know that? You keep on going like you're going, that's a reply. Do you know it? It's a reply. Preacher, he'll leave me alone one day. Hope he don't. I pray he don't. You're in trouble. You know you're in trouble. And the truth of it is, you're going to try everything in this world before you really come to the help station. Anybody got anything?